Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Public opinion in Europe needs to take a new look. The European Union's Office Evaluating Genetically Modified Foods is now saying that GM foods may be even safer than regular food. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The chairman made his case. At a luncheon yesterday, I was with House Ag Committee Chairman Larry Combest. He laid it on the line. He acknowledged that the farm bill that he crafted that passed the House has been the target of critical analysis coming from not only the Senate, but also the Bush administration. Now, here's what the chairman had to say. If they didn't like it, they had plenty of time to offer their ideas, and they didn't. USDA was invited, could have been engaged, but didn't show. We held hearings and passed the bill out of committee in July. Where were the critics then? He went on at great length to make clear that he's not in a fight with the White House. He's a very good friend of President Bush. Years ago, when Bush ran for a House seat, Combest helped him. Bush lost. Later, Combest ran, and Bush helped him. Combest won. Having pointed that out, Chairman Combest said, "We put together a bill that we felt made the most sense. The budget provided for $73.5 billion in extra ag spending over 10 years. I didn't ask for that number. It was given to me. The budget's like a room. We know what size the room is. Well, then we arrange the furniture inside the room. Now, there are a lot of competing interests that would like to arrange the furniture differently. The environmental lobby wants more spent on conservation. The non-program crops want more spent on them. We tried to balance the interests of all. Now we've punted the ball to the Senate. I think our bill's a good bill. It complies with the World Trade Organization rules. It's up to the Senate now." That's the gist of what Chairman Combest had to say. My take on this is that he did a very good job of making his case. We'll see what the Senate can do. There isn't much time left, and the clock is ticking. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.